KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Quick look once again, recapping high school football scores for you from last night. In 3A play, Atlantic, the big homecoming win over ADM as they hold off that late field goal attempt by ADM and pick up that victory as Atlantic wins it 28-27 there. Trojans with the big homecoming win at the Trojan Bowl. Creston was a big winner as well, 34-14 over Harlan last night. Lewis Central top Perry 21-0. Glenwood beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 35-15. Also in Class 3A was Carroll over Spencer 28-7. Lamar's beat Denison 24-21. In Class 2A play, Red Oak 35-7 over Clarinda. Oldwood Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove 63-20 over Clarinda Academy. Kemper Catholic 55-0 over Shenandoah. And Roland Story beat Greene County 20-6. In 1A, it was IKM Manning 7-6 over Fort Dodge St. Edmund in a battle of top 10 teams there. Also in Class 1A, it was West Central Valley 50-14 over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center beat Nottoway Valley 54-7. St. Albert over Trainer 44-6. Panorama 34-0 over Des Moines Christian. Class A play, Audubon beat Guthrie Center 32-7. Bedford 20-13 over Martinsdale St. Mary's in overtime. Woodward Granger 49-14 over Earlham. It was Woodward Academy over Madrid 33-24. Class A, AHST 21-6 over Riverside. Underwood beat East Mills 28-19. Griswold beat up on West Monona 48-0. Logan Magnolia 49-6 over Westwood. Eight-man District 6 play, Adair Casey 64-6 over Grandview Park Baptist. Colo Nesco beat Mormon Trail 73-14. Lamoni over East Union 50-48. Murray beat Moravia by a score of 64-6. Also an eight-man play, it was Arweva over Woodbine 49-12. Booyer Valley beat Heartland Christian 72-0. Glidden-Ralston 62-12 over Charter Oak Ute. Xyra EHK 63-35 over Coon Rapids Bayard. And West Harrison beat Nishnabotna 68-24. Eight-man play as well. In District 8, Cam 60-20 over Lennox. Corning came back to beat Villisca 34-32. Stanton 20-16 over Essex as they pick up their first win. And Sydney, with a shocker of the night probably, 31-30. They held Fremont Mills out of the end zone. They had a first and goal from the 4-yard line, but held them on four straight plays to get that win 31-30 last night as Sydney beats Fremont Mills there in a battle of top 10 teams and 8-man. That's a recap of football scores for you from last night. You can check all those out on our website as well at KJN.com on the sports page. Last night it was the St. Louis Cardinals getting a victory. Alan Craig matched his career best with four hits to go with two RBIs, and Yadier Molina hit a two-run home run. The Cardinals punished the Nationals 12-2, and they moved their magic number to 3 games to secure the second NL wild card lead. They just have to win 3 more out of their remaining ball games to get to the postseason. We'll have another game for you from them tonight. 5:20 will be the pregame start time. 6:15 is first pitch as the Cardinals take on the Nationals once again. Some other scores from Major League Baseball for you from yesterday in baseball play. We'll take a look here at that scoreboard for you. It was the Indians beating the Royals 8-5. It was the Reds over the Pirates 1-0. The Marlins topped the Phillies 2-1. It was a 9-1 win over the Orioles over the Red Sox. Also, it was the Yankees beating the Blue Jays 11-4. Mets beat the Braves 3-1. Astros beat the Brewers 7-6, effectively really ending the Brewers' chances of climbing into the postseason. Angels 7-4 over the Rangers. It was the Twins over the Tigers 4-2. White Sox beat the Rays 3-1. It was Diamondbacks over the Cubs 8-3. Athletics beat the Mariners 8-2, and it was the Giants over the Padres 3-1. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-0. Moving on to college football here for you, as a couple of big games here in the state of Iowa today, as the Iowa Hawkeyes are set to host the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and they'll be battling for the Floyd of Rosedale. It's been a frustrating thing for the Hawkeyes the past couple of seasons as they've lost that trophy and haven't been able to get it back. They'll have a chance today in Iowa City, as the unbeaten Gophers, who are 4-0, come to town. The Hawkeyes are trying to bounce back from a disappointing collapse against Central Michigan last weekend. And Ferentz says they have to have a focus and move on to focus solely on Minnesota today in that ballgame. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff here from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak, and the crew will have the call for you here on KJN today. Few teams in the FBS have embraced the concept of a soft non-conference schedule quite like Texas Tech. They have beaten up on FCS school Northwestern State, FBS newcomer Texas State, and perennial Mountain West doormat New Mexico on their way to a 3-0 start. But even Coach Tommy Tuberville knows that Saturday night's Big 12 opener at Iowa State will represent the first true challenge for his team. Iowa State, like the Red Raiders, won its first three games ahead of a rather fortuitous bye week to prepare for the Big 12 schedule. The Cyclones have had a little bit of a tougher road to start their season as they played Conference USA favorite Tulsa and also Iowa on the road, and played Western Illinois before their bye week. The Cyclones won big in Lubbock last year, beating up on them 41-7, and they also have beat them last time at home as well, as Rhodes has not lost to his former employer, Tuberville, yet, as the teams have met up in Big 12 play. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. That'll be televised on Fox College Sports. Lots of other games going on in college football here today as well, as a host of games going on in top 25 action that should be some fun ones out there for you. And that includes a game actually last night. Brigham Young beat Hawaii 47-0 in that contest. We'll take a look here at other top 25 games on the schedule here for you today. It's number 25 Baylor at number 9 West Virginia. Number 17 Clemson is at Boston College. Number 14 Ohio State is at number 20 Michigan State. Tennessee is at number 5 Georgia. Number 24 Boise State's at New Mexico. Number 4 Florida State at South Florida. Number 15 TCU is at SMU. Towson is at number 3 LSU. Number 6 South Carolina is at Kentucky. Number 12 Texas at Oklahoma State. Number 19 Louisville at Southern Miss. Wisconsin is at number 22 Nebraska. Ole Miss is at number 1 ranked Alabama. Number 18 Oregon State is on the road to Arizona. And number 2 Oregon will play at Washington State. That's top 25 games for you today in college football. The San Diego Chargers will have a new kicker on Sunday in Kansas City, with the team saying regular kicker Nate Kading didn't make the trip for the game. On the injury report Friday, Kading was listed as questionable because of a right groin injury. The team said Nick Novak traveled to Kansas City, but that an official transaction hadn't been made. The Chargers have until Sunday to officially get the move made for Novak. He made 27 of 34 field goals last season in the final 15 games after Kading injured a knee in the opener. Novak was in the Chargers' camp with Kading but was cut late in the preseason. Another injury news there, left tackle Jared Gaither was listed as questionable with a back injury. He missed the entire preseason due to the injury and resumed practice Wednesday. Although he was a full participant in Friday's practice, Chargers coach Norv Turner considered it difficult for him to step right in and start. Inside linebacker Demario Williams was also questionable on the team's list. Cornerback Quinton Jammer and outside linebacker Antoine Barnes were listed as probable. That game will be here on KJN for you as well. We'll pick it up with kickoff on Sunday right after our church services. That is set for around noon. Also in golf play, Keegan Bradley went from a rookie to a rock star in the Ryder Cup, and Phil Mickelson saw it coming as Bradley poured in an 18-foot birdie putt on the second hole and then went on to play well down the stretch as well, as the Americans have opened up a 5-3 edge. And the U.S. Ryder Cup team took a big step towards regaining that cup with that strong opening Friday. They took 5 of the 8 matches with their European counterparts, and the team of Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley has an early start after winning 2 matches on Friday. They'll be back at it again today as they open the day with those foursomes as they play. There are the alternate shots, and then they'll have the 4 ball later on here this afternoon as they each play their own ball in the afternoon session. Negotiations in the NHL labor dispute are set to resume today in New York City. Representatives for the two sides met Friday and worked out agreements on some of the minor issues. The vote by the NFL officials on their new contract is scheduled to take place today. The officials arrived at the Dallas area hotel on Friday and some plan to fly directly to their assigned cities for Sunday's games. And a little bit more on that ball game. Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville is familiar with Paul Rhodes' background as a defensive coach, so it's no surprise that to him that Iowa State defense has made major strides during a 3-0 start. In fact, Rhodes was Tuberville's defensive coordinator at Auburn before he took the job at ISU. And the Tech is 3-0, and Tuberville says this is his best team in 3 years in Lubbock. That's a look at the latest sports for you here this 8 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.